Lee, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thanks for having me today.
At this moment, how many Entergy customers across the area are without power?
So as of right now, we have about 399,000 customers out.
Compared to past hurricanes, is that consistent?
It is a large number. You know, the good thing is we were prepared based on the forecast of Zeta, that we were prepared for a significant amount of outages, and that's certainly what we got. The largest concentration of customers that we're seeing out at this point are in Jefferson Parish, and we still have about 170,000 customers out. And in the New Orleans area, New Orleans, we have 125,000 customers out.
Right.
And then we have some pockets of other customers, like in Terrebonne Parish and in St. Charles and St. Bernard, that are still up in like this 17,000 customers out there as well.
Which is what pushes it up to that close to 500,000 customers without power.
Correct.
You know, that number. What's the best guess at how long power will be out?
So when we look at our historical data, when it comes to hurricanes of this size and this forecast, which is how we compare our estimates for power restoration, you know, while every storm is different, we can say that the duration of these outages for a Category 2 hurricane can be up to 10 days. But let me put that in perspective. Those would be the customers that are the worst hit customers. The customers that were directly in the line of the impact of Hurricane Zeta. Our goal is to restore, you know, as many as customers as we can much quicker than that. But, you know, if we encounter accessibility issues or extensive damage, being able to deliver power back to a customer's home, that could take a significant more time. But 90% of the customers will be restored quicker than that.
And that last 10% is what you were just detailing for us. It's how complicated it is getting to that specific location. In many cases, isolated
Correct.
Locations, yeah.
Correct. There could be some isolated areas. There could be some homes that the home itself received extensive damage, and we cannot turn power back on to those customers until it's safe for them to receive the electricity either. So there's a couple of variables there about why we have that small percentage of customers that could stay out for that duration of time.
And when you mention homes, of course, we're also talking about businesses and institutions. And again, it depends on the damage that that particular unit received as far as how fast you can get things back up.
That is correct. I mean, we do follow a process when it comes to power restoration. The goal is to restore power to our critical services first. And when we say critical services, we mean hospitals and fire and police stations and anything that helps the community get a semblance of normalcy back as quickly as it can and for safety purposes as well.
And certainly those are the items that support the search and recovery and getting, as you pointed out, getting back up on our feet.
Exactly. Those are the critical services that are restored first. And then we work to restore the largest concentration of customers back in one time. So meaning, let's say we fix the transformer in an area, and that transformer could restore power to 10,000 people. But it's 10,000 people in a number of locations. So our work will focus on how we can get the most customers on at one time. So that's the work that we do next.
There was an anomaly mentioned by somebody to me recently that sometimes they have power and then the power goes away and then it comes back. And that seems like that's an instance where you have to shift loads or you're cutting down a line just to get another feed in another direction and then it's restoration to that. Is that what generally happens when that kind of situation occurs?
While that situation is unique, it does occur, and it might be for a safety reason. We could have restored a line or repaired a pole to be able to get the customers back on as quickly as we can. But, you know, down the line, maybe a mile away, in order to add that next group of customers, in order to be safe, we had to take that first group of customers offline for, you know, a short period of time so we don't overload the circuits and cause a larger outage.
Right.
So that does happen from time to time.
And you mentioned the storm. We kind of looked at this storm differently. It was mentioned as a wind event originally. So is that the kind of detail that goes into the preparation? You look at what's coming, you do some calculations based on that, and the staging means that trucks from out of state, crews from out of state that we hear about all the time and we see on the highways as these storms pass and they're headed into the storm, that was all happening yesterday. The staging began long before the storm even approached the coastline.
Correct. We plan for these storms days in advance. That means going through historical records to be able to plan for resources and be able to plan to have equipment staged and be able to plan for ensuring there's enough poles and transformers and such available. It gives us time to have everything mobilized. And then we work on our people resources.
How many people are working now to get it restored, and when did they start working?
So we have a storm crew of 5,000 people. Those crew members were mobilized where the path of the storm was predicted to hit, out of harm's way, of course, so they could get right on the ground and begin to restore power. But our power restoration actually began last night. There was some power that we could restore with, through what's called field switching, which is basically just moving people to another power source in order to restore power quickly. So we were able to actually restore power to some customers last night. And then today is when we have our crews out in force, doing our damage assessments and restoring power simultaneously. Once we have a better idea of what damages we see, we actually have the ability to call utility companies from around the nation to come and help us if we need them.
And what are you hearing from the ground so far, the early assessments, just in general? What kinds of repairs do you think are going to need to be made?
We are seeing a tremendous amount of trees down. With trees down, they bring down power lines, they bring down power poles, they bring down transformers. But when we have a high wind event like this, the expectation is and the planning is for trees and branches to bring down those power lines and the power poles. And that's what we're encountering.
And to your point, it's not just trees, it's large branches that were taken off of the trees and I'm sure flew 40 or 50 feet and ran into something that eventually stopped them, many times a power line.
That is correct. And we're also seeing entire uprooted trees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of both. So there's cleanup work to be done, too. You know, if a tree falls and down and brings down a power line, that tree has to be removed from that power line, too, in order for us to complete the restoration.
So I'm sure a lot of people want to get out and help you now. Is that the best thing, that everybody hop in their car and run to the nearest site that they can pitch in and help? Or are there some safety issues involved in doing that kind of volunteer work?
This is the most dangerous part of a storm, the following, because the weather is nice today, and curiosity is let's get outside and see the damage and let's see what we see and, where are the power lines down. But just because a line is down on the ground or hanging, you cannot assume that it's de-energized. You should always assume that the power line is live, and that's an incredibly dangerous piece of equipment. A transformer in the middle of the street should be considered a live piece of electrical equipment, and you should please not touch it and stay away. If you do encounter damage like that, we encourage you to call us at 1-800-9-OUTAGE to just let us know the location of that equipment that you see on the ground so we can get our crews out there to help fix it.
Thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thank you. I very much appreciate the opportunity.